Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, Devin Booker scored 33 points as the Suns snapped the Knicks' seven-game winning streak, 118-110. Meanwhile, the 76ers crushed the Thunder, 121-90. The Raptors pulled away from the Cavaliers, 112-96. And the Bulls ripped the Heat, 110-102. In college basketball news, Siena point guard Jalen Pickett says he's transferring to Penn State. Pickett will have 2 years of eligibility remaining. As a freshman in 2018-2019, Pickett averaged 15.8 points, 4.6 rebounds, and 6.7 assists. He was a MAC Rookie of the Year and became the first freshman in more than three decades to earn a first-team spot on the All-MAC team. He was a first-team selection in all three seasons with Siena and was MAC Player of the Year in 2020. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Orioles doubled up the Yankees 4-2, the Phillies beat the Cardinals 2-1, and the Royals defeated the Tigers 3-2 to complete a four-game sweep on the road for the first time in nearly 22 years. And on the ice, the Canadiens bested the Flames 2-1, the Senators edged the Canucks 2-1, and the Sharks held off the Coyotes 6-4 for their first home game with fans in over a year. In NFL news, linebacker Sean Lee is retiring after 11 mostly injury-plagued seasons with the Cowboys. The 34-year-old is eighth in team history with 995 tackles, and he led all NFL linebackers through his first six seasons. And lastly, World Athletics has ruled that Paralympic athlete Blake Leeper can't compete against able-bodied runners at this summer's Tokyo Olympics because his prosthetic legs allow him to run, quote, unnaturally tall. The panel ruled the mechanical aids give Leeper a standing height of 184 centimeters, about 10 centimeters higher than allowed, and the height provides an unfair competitive advantage. I'm Jesse King.